A major transformation is underway in how energy is produced, delivered, and consumed in the U.S. We've been checking in, so let's do that now in Maine, where a pilot project is disrupting utilities' traditional business models. A startup company in the town of Boothe Bay Harbor avoided the need to build a costly new transmission line by saving and even making electricity right in the neighborhood. Fred Bever of Maine Public Radio reports.
In winter, Boothe Bay Harbor is practically a ghost town, with about 2,000 residents hunkering down at the tip of a peninsula that fingers out from the mid-coast. But in warm weather, the region booms with tens of thousands of summer residents and vacationers. A first stop for many is TND Variety, where you can gas up, enjoy a hot breakfast, and on a hot day, cool off inside. But instead of a traditional energy-hogging air conditioning unit, co-owner Deb Frankel says you can thank the ice machines, or ice bears, as they're called.
You have two units with tanks that build ice, and when the ice builds, it cools the water, and then you have cold air coming in.
It's a pretty simple energy storage system. At night, two compressors out back freeze up 4 tons of ice. And then in the day, fans blow air across the blocks, and the cooled air flows in, reducing the need to blast the air conditioners.
And I think there's a lot of success locally with the, I think a lot of people are pleased with it, and I love the concept.
There are 31 ice bears dotting the Boothe Bay region now, just one element of a multi-technology effort to manage the peninsula's surge of electricity demand that comes on the hottest summer evenings. The community-wide initiative came in response to a proposal by the local utility, Central Maine Power, to build a new transmission line at an upfront cost of $18 million and long-term costs of tens of millions more, just to serve that very occasional peak load. But a company called Grid Solar had a different idea.
It's far cheaper to provide power where you use it than to make power 100 miles away and build a 100-mile transmission line at millions of dollars a mile to deliver that power.
Steve Hinchman is a principal at Grid Solar. The company argued that instead of building costly transmission lines, it could marshal an array of local energy resources to cut down electricity demand at a much lower cost to ratepayers. The regulators bought it as a pilot project. So the ice bears went in. Solar panels were installed en masse on the YMCA roof, the firehouse roof. Businesses screwed in hundreds of energy-saving compact fluorescent bulbs. A grid-scale diesel generator and three powerful truck-sized batteries were placed near a utility substation.
It's an entirely different way of looking at introducing competition into the market.
Energy consultant William Petland says utilities have a big incentive to build new transmission lines. When regulators agree that an upgrade is needed for grid reliability, the utilities can earn a federally mandated profit of around 11% and charge it to ratepayers. Projects like Grid Solar's, Pentland says, can provide a new, disruptive option
that has serious financial implications for how a utility operates. That's the key. There's no question that their investment agenda will be affected.
It's disruptive, but to the extent that we see it as a threat, that's not productive.
Central Maine Power spokesman John Carroll says the utility can learn from the Grid Solar project, particularly about its new smart grid data technology, which can detail local electric conditions moment by moment. And momentum is building, with regulators now considering bigger non-transmission alternatives elsewhere in Maine and around the nation. In Brooklyn, Con Edison is getting ahead of the competitive curve, proposing a grand variation of the Grid Solar multi-tech system it says will defer the need for a $1.2 billion transmission upgrade at one-fifth the cost. Central Maine Power's John Carroll says as these alternatives make a bigger mark on the grid, utilities will have to take a leadership position.
Still have the same obligations to our customers to make sure the system is reliable. We still have, you know, we have a shared interest with our customers, you know, in meeting their needs for lower cost service.
As it turned out, the Boothe Bay region isn't coming close to the peak loads the utility first predicted. So the cheaper Grid Solar pilot project wasn't necessary, and it will end after this summer. But simply because it was on the regulator's table, that new transmission line wasn't built. The state's consumer watchdog says that alone has saved more money than any other recent effort to reduce transmission costs in Maine. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever.
And Fred's story comes to us from the New England News Collaborative.